You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music, apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears, bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now, here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day everyone, welcome to episode 106 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. It is a part of Channel Irk and also a member show of the Association of Music Podcasting. Hope you enjoyed last week's Dr. Dan special, and today I have a wide selection of music for you. I have some softer tunes, and we're going to finish up with some metal. The majority of the songs have been submitted directly by the artists themselves, and to those artists, I thank them, and I'll let you know who they are at the end of the episode. And also thank you to Grit PR, Press Here Publicity, and Juice Management and Promotion for supplying the songs. Now, as you all know, if you've been a regular listener to Irk FM, this show comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, each and every Friday. And on Tuesday, I've got a treat for you. Next Tuesday, I have an interview with the first band on this episode of Irk FM, Sand River. Sand River are Guy and Simon, and they come to us from Durham in the UK, not London. And they're a great, great duo. You'll hear them very, very shortly, and you'll hear an interview with them in full on Tuesday's episode of Irk FM. So why don't we kick things off now with Sand River? This is called Kid Dust and the Black Hearts Parts 1 and 2, and you'll hear Part 3 on the interview special on Tuesday. So directly from Sand River, here's Kid Dust and the Black Heart Parts 1 and 2. You're listening to episode 106 of Irk FM, irkfm.com. Thank you.
your pillow pendulums swinging like a metronome, and it's slow-mo as I keep on haunting you now. You're crossing all
looking back at me, I didn't know what to do and know what to say. So I just sat there the whole damn day. I stood up, I sat down, but nothing came. I stuck in the mud and the pouring rain. My mind went blank, I couldn't act. Felt like I'd had a heart attack. And I said, why do I love a lover that man? Why do I love a lover that man? Why do I love a lover that man? I love him, but no good man. My words ran dry, I couldn't explain why I felt this way in spite of my pain. He ran off, but I didn't care. All I could think of was I wanted him here. What do I love, a lover, that man? What do I love, a lover, that man? What do I love, a lover, that man? Love him, the no good man.
Okay. 駅です。乗り換えのご案内です。都営大江戸線はお乗り換えください。The next station is 六本木。Please change here for the 都営大江戸line.
For that elusive thing that will make their lives okay, and how they will justify why they come and why they stay. One night they know they'll find someone who will make their lives okay. They're okay.
God, I love the bit of ambient noise and the bit of the train at the end. That was awesome. That was Angie Foster asking the question, why do I love that man? And Angie comes to us from Portland, Oregon, one of my favourite cities on my US trip, for sure and certain. She's a Portland-based singer-songwriter, and there's that word again, penist, with a Sarah McLachlan meets Sarah Bareilles vibe, or so she's been told. Her upcoming album, Hurry Up and Wait, is slated for release very, very soon, and you may even be able to get it now. Since the age of 7, she has penned tunes, but her artistry is more of a recent occurrence with an equally circuitous history. As a young girl, she lived in Tokyo. As a young woman returning to the neon metropolis, she performed and was a music critic for a leading English language paper. Stateside, she continued with music, but mainly for herself. It took the events of September 11, 2001 to shape her music. She wrote a song called Never Forget in response to the tragedy, shared it with friends, and their overwhelming response inspired me to embark on a solo career. Before that, we heard from Sand River. And don't forget to listen into next Tuesday's episode of Irk FM, where we hear me talking with Sai and Guy, who are the two members of Sand River. Lots of interesting questions. They really enjoyed the interview. I really enjoyed it as well. And you'll get to hear a bit more of Sand River on the Tuesday episode. So how can you get that Tuesday episode? Well, it's quite simple. If you are subscribed via iTunes or anything like that, where it automatically comes down the pipe and into your ears, well, that's fine. You will get the episode already when it comes out on Tuesday. If you are subscribed to the Channel Irk all-in-one feed, the 5-in-1 feed, and you get everything that I put out, you will get that episode when it comes down the pipe and into your ears on Tuesday. Or if you want to visit the website too, that's fine, irkfm.com, and you'll be able to find the episode on Tuesday and be able to play it directly from the show notes. If there's any bands out there who would like their music featured or indeed would like me to interview them, let me know, irkpod@gmail.com, irkpod@gmail.com. All my contact information is on the show notes. I necessarily can't do feedback, but I value all your feedback, which has been great. Let's continue on now with another song. This is by the Moondoggies. Interesting name. They come just up the road from Angie, actually. They're from Seattle, Washington. And, of course, being from Seattle, one of their influences is Nirvana. Who would have thought? There is something inherently calming about large bodies of water. In times of emotional duress, standing at the edge of an ocean, watching the waves roll in and out, centers the spirit in a way that standing on terra firma cannot. Kevin Murphy, who is the lead vocalist and guitarist, chose the title The Moondoggies' new album Tidelands, in part because of a remote area outside his old stomping grounds in Alaska, where he used to go to escape from civilization. And so that's cool. Although full-throated vocal harmonies are still central to the band's sound, the 10 selections that comprise Tidelands embrace a wider range of timbres and dynamics than their 2008 debut, Don't Be a Stranger. So let's hear the Moondoggies now with their song, which is on the show notes, just like all of the songs, just in case you want to find out more about the band. The song is called It's a Shame, It's a Pity, and this track comes courtesy of Pressy Publicity.
Day, mates. How you going? I don't do that very well. Anyway, this is Justin Wayne, and you're listening to IRC FM at IRCFM.com.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy, and you're listening to IRC FM.
2, 1.
Hi, we're the Fuse. You're listening to IRC FM.
Play our music.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Sometimes easy to lose sight. Not everything's black and white, but relax, we'll be alright. You must be cheerful, stay bright, cause giving in, lose your fight. You'll sink down, despair will bite. Every day will feel like night. You'll lose hope and kill the light.
It's crazy.
I need to
vanity, but it's a false draws you in. Don't bury yourself within. Keep your head high and keep living. It's crazy.
Thank you. what makes a man. Hurt the way that you have. You do all you can to take all of my love. I need this pain to fade.
Oh! not. The more you take the less you have, the tipsier you love you have. But the good of love, you bring it on yourself.
You're listening to episode 106 of IRC FM, and we've had a wide selection of music that is just about to get wider. That's right. That song we just heard from was called Karma Cream by Tomorrow Ever After. And Tomorrow Ever After, or TEA for short, is a new energy for a new era, a new sound for a new time. Formed in 2008, Tomorrow After Ever came into being with the goal of establishing a band that, like tigers on Vaseline, could not be confined to current musical classifications and genres, but could catch you with its musical teeth. Tomorrow Ever After blends modern sounds together with a plethora of older influences, including Bowie, Prince, The Beatles, Alice Cooper, The Pretenders, The Cult, The Who, Look Lisa, Daddy's with The Who, and Nirvana, to create an inventive style with an engaging vibe. Great guitar hooks and big choruses with catchy melodies are the apex of their well-crafted songs, which Cliff dive into a diverse range of emotions and themes. And so that's quite cool. Before then, we heard from Zenith, and Zenith is a new band from Gloucestershire, led by the beautiful voice of Sam Hudson, making irresistible pop songs with a contemporary electronic vibe the band promises a sound to fall in love with. 2010 will deliver a brand new EP and live shows across the country to spread the news of your new favourite band. And so that was Zenith. And the song we heard from Zenith was called Fade. Prior to that, we heard from Ty Andrews, who comes to us from London. Knew I had to get one in there somewhere. Thank you, Bren and Soph, with his song called Waiting to Hear From You. And Ty Andrews writes simple songs about complex things, love, family, home, and life. Although music is a theme that runs in his family, he did not learn to play piano and write songs until he stumbled upon the music room at the age of 14. Since then, he has written songs which reflect his feelings, experiences, and desires. Given his first Yamaha keyboard at the age of 14 that he still has, Ty would practice for hours and hours learning how to create good melody. Having been a DJ for several years, he used the same approach of I play what I like and feel to his songwriting, which has led to songs which are simply there to entertain. And prior to that, we heard from Keisha Jade, and her debut album is called Illusions, which is currently in production. Her influences range from Damian Marley and Collie Buds to J-Cure and European reggae artists such as Patrice and Gentlemen. A flavour of R&B and jazz funk added to the reggae bass that has led to a unique style of urban reggae being created. It combines a love of creating uplifting music along with a passion for writing songs with meaning. And right after this message from the IRCpod Bunny, I'll be back to tell you more about the songs that are coming up and also another music podcast that you'll be able to hear me on next week.
Hi, I am Anastasia the IRCpod Bunny. I would like to tell you about IRC's debut novel that will be in print soon. A group of women who work in male-dominated industries who come together in a moment that changes their lives forever. I wonder if IRC thought to write about me? It is set on the day before Easter of 2010. Easter is all about the Easter Bunny, and I'm a bunny, so I hope he remembered that. It will be available in time for Christmas in print, and later as a podcast. Maybe Irk will let me narrate it for him. He does not do women's voices very well. For more information, go to www.channelirk.com and keep listening to the housekeeping section of Irk Pod.
Coming soon, Channel Irk presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AmomentInTimeNovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. AmomentInTimeNovel.com.
The best hit music, every time you turn us on.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Irk FM, Blast from the Past, Ambient Noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelirk.com. Now on Irk FM, it is time to get a little bit harder. Now next month, of course, as I announced last week, the month of October on Irk FM will be known as Rocktober. And so during the week, I put out some messages on Twitter. You can follow me, my personal account at Irk Pod, or if you're more interested in into the music and what I'm doing here on Irk FM, guess what? You can follow me at Irk FM. But I basically put out a message saying that I'm looking for rock and I'm looking for metal bands for Rocktober for next month. And if you are a band who is unsigned and independent that I can play during Rocktober, let me know. My contact information is on the show notes. And then I got a message from Doug from the band called Triangle Exception. And he said to me, basically, hey, Irk, we rock. Do you mind if I send you some tunes? So I'm like, okay, sure, no worries. And Doug did that. And so we'll be featuring him right now. And not only right now, but also during Rocktober. So let's tell you a little bit about Triangle Exception. That's a really cool name, by the way. Triangle Exception is a partnership spawned from the 2007 RPM Challenge. And I know Shauno and Jen from San Luis Obispo know all about the RPM Challenge. In that February, Dave, Doug and Steve toiled to rekindle their musicianship to produce an album from scratch in 3 weeks. After successfully completing that challenge, with the album aptly titled the RPM Challenge Album, Doug and Steve decided to keep going. Dave already had a lot on his plate with his band Blueprint for Destruction. The result of Doug and Steve getting together was the album Cheesesteak Walleye. His title even reflects the two regions of the principles, Minneapolis and Philadelphia. The track list includes the RPM album with some tweaks here and there, plus a few new tunes. Musical styles, let's see. We have the poppy tongue-in-cheek, "And I'm Gonna Miss Ya," a jazzy instrumental, a minor desperate measure, and some tunes that evoke a mix of jazz, progressive rock and pop, such as The Foreigner and Chance Meeting. So on this occasion, from Triangle Exception, we're going to hear a song called Dr. Armadillo, and then we'll be right back after that with some Australian metal. Oh yeah, strap yourselves in for that one.
Sometimes I
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia.
Is it me?
Insomnia Radio Australia. Insomnia Radio Australia. Are you ready for some Australian metal? Awesome, because I have some Australian metal lined up for you. And you'll also be able to hear these guys during Rocktober here on IRC FM and also on Insomnia Radio Australia. Foundry Road. Oh, yes, Foundry Road. They are the closest band to me that I have ever played in nearly 2 years of producing this show. They've got their music to me. I have a copy of their CD right next to me. The CD, here it is. See, it's got a case and everything. The CD is called The Flood of Isolation, and if you want to connect with Foundry Road on that website that starts with M and ends in E, or on their Facebook page, I'm sure they'll tell you how to get your hands on the CD as well. I'm going to play you a couple of songs from the CD, which I received just before I came into the studio. The first song actually reminds me of a scene from Terminator 2 for some reason. Terminator 2 is probably my favourite of the Terminator movies, and it's actually an example of where a movie sequel was better from the original. Now, this first song is very, very short. It's the first track off the album. It's called The Wait, and it really reminds me of a scene from Terminator 2. And then after that, we're going to hear Away From You, and then we're going to finish off the episode with some Electric Scar. So if you love heavy metal, you will enjoy this. I don't play metal very often here on IRC FM. I prefer to leave that to Rolly and Kimmy. But then again, these guys are local, supporting the little guys. Thank you to Brad for sending the CD my way. Muchly appreciated. And I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to go and see the guys very, very soon. They actually have a gig coming up in nearby Windsor on the 2nd of October 2010. And so keep up with them on the various social networks and find out what they're up to. So now, without any further ado, here's Foundry Road. And a big thank you to Thorium Girl for introducing me to these guys in the first place. You're listening to episode 106 of IRC FM. Your metal starts now.
desire, find my escape. A soul is hopeless, sweat falls from the sky. White flies of burning white stains my naked eye. It's staining white to suck me down. Raining white, and I'm the one in back.
Wow. That's all I can say. I am speechless. That absolutely rocked. That was Foundry Raid. Proud of those guys. They're locals. They're Westies, and they're flying the flag for us greatly. And, oh, boys, absolutely outstanding. If that's what you like in the studio, can't wait to see you live. That was Foundry Road, and they'll be back during Rocktober. And I hope you'll be back during Rocktober as well. Now, on slightly a not as hectic note as what we just heard from Foundry Road, I'll be doing another music podcast that will be available on Monday. If all of this podcasting that I'm not doing via Channel Irk is enough, on Monday I will be hosting episode 249 of Amp New Music Weekly. That is the weekly review show of the Association of Music Podcasting. Each week, a group of podcasters who are members of the association, they get together and they present a variety of tunes to a different host each week. And that's right, on Monday, I will be the host of episode 249. And then every episode ending in 9 after that, including 269 in about 20 weeks' time. Yeah! And so it'll be interesting to see what sort of music the other members of the association have got for me to present. And so that will be quite cool. So that will be next Monday, episode 249 of Amp New Music Weekly, musicpodcasting.org, to find out all the information about Amp New Music Weekly and also to check on some of the other shows who are members. And speaking of shows who are members of the Association of Music Podcasting, I have thrown Insomnia Radio Australia's hat into the ring, and so hopefully in a couple of weeks I'll be able to give out some good news and be able to do episode lucky number 7 of Insomnia Radio Australia as a member show of the Association of Music Podcasting. So, wow, I'm absolutely blown away by that medal at the end. You'll have to stick around for Rocktober. There will be a special medal episode, episode 111, and that will be on the 22nd of October. But lots of great rock coming to you during Rocktober. Speaking of Rocktober, what have we got for you next week? We, of course, have Amp New Music Weekly next Monday. Next Tuesday, we'll have the interview with Sand River. And then next Friday, we'll have Irk FM episode 107. And there's a wide range of music coming to us from Juice Management and Promotion. So to recap who we had, because some of you may have forgotten after all that metal, we had Sand River. We had Angie Foster via Grit PR. We had the Man Doggies via Press Here Publicity. We had Keisha Jade, Ty Andrews and Zenith, courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. And directly from the artist, we had Tomorrow Ever After. We had Triangle Exception. And of course, right at the end, rocking the show out to a final conclusion, a final orgasmic conclusion, it must be said, Foundry Road. Don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, listen to previous shows, and you can find out by visiting the sidebar to see which artists I have played on IrkFM before. If you're a band, let me know, and I will feature you if you send me some music. As always, IrkFM is a production of Channel Irk. Don't forget, lots of music programming across the weekend on Channel Irk. Blast from the Past tomorrow will be featuring an Australian country artist, and on Sunday we'll be playing some excellent music of a different style on Judy's Blast FM. There's some violins and some Indian music. Not Indian as in the country, Indian as in Native American. And so that is Judy's Blast FM on Sundays, as my mum Judy discovers that there's more to music than country and or western. This has been a Channel Irk production. All music contained within remains with the original rights holder. All music is played with direct permission from the artists or with arrangements with various content providers. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. For more information about Channel Eric, go to channelerc.com. For more information about the Association of Music Podcasting, go to musicpodcasting.org. Until next week, it's going to be a busy week of hearing me, smelling me, drinking me, and listening to the music. I'm Eric, and good night, Interweb.